Blog Talk Radio.
That's my grandmother.
Okay, you were named after her.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful, beautiful. And what about 816328?
That would be me. 3280735.
Uh-huh.
That would be me.
All right. God bless you. And who is 772? 816772. All right. Who is 314532?
That's me, Dr. Johnson, Sister Brown.
All right, Sister Brown in St. Louis. Amen. Karen Brown. All right, God bless you. Let's get ready to start the blog by. And my. Oh, that's good. Thank God for you. All right, I want to welcome you to the Bernard Johnson blog line, and let me show you and tell you the difference between the prayer line and the blog line. The prayer line is our mother line that was created really to accommodate people who have come to pray together and also to praise God together. We're praying and praising God. It has been the mother line for several years now, and the blog line is a spinoff from the regular mother line, the prayer line. But the blog line has one central goal, and that is to thank God 1,000 times. It's a different goal from the prayer line. Amen. The prayer line welcomes people who are praying together and praising God together. But the blog line is simply centered around thanking God 1,000 times. Like on the prayer line, we have what we call the wisdom seminar. We'll have praise reports, prayer requests. But the blog line is simply was created to thank God and to give God that praise of 1,000 times. We recognize on the blog line that God deserves all the praise and all the glory. And because of it, we've come to thank him 1,000 times. Now, for example, on the prayer line, we will praise him. Well, we'll praise him a couple of minutes, and then we'll have our praise reports, different kinds of praise. But on the blog line, we plan to stay here till we thank him 1,000 times. Usually, it takes about 15 minutes to thank him 1,000 times. It came from what I experienced on that plane. I said, I didn't even mean to say it, but I said, Lord, you've been so good to me. If I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times, not realizing that I was on to something. And I tried to go to sleep, and the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? And I said, why don't I what? I don't know. I didn't understand what he was talking about. He said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? And I said, Lord, I've never done that, but I'll try. And that night, he showed me how to thank him 1,000 times. I've been trying to teach and train others, not only you on the line here, but people all over the world, in Africa, in India, in Burmese, in France, in Germany, in Russia, in Poland, and wherever you can name, we've been trying to ask people to take the challenge of thanking God 1,000 times. There are a lot of benefits that come out of praising God like that. One is you position yourself to receive an ultra-awesome miracle from the Lord. Secondly, you send a signal to God and let him know that he's number one on your priority list. Who else you going to thank 1,000 times? You ain't going to thank nobody else 1,000 times. That says to God that he's special, that he's more important than anything in your life. And that's a good signal to send to God. Let me give you another reason. Thirdly, thanking God 1,000 times, you on this line, you have become leaders. There are over 100 million listeners on this line, but they're never heard. You are heard. Count yourself as a privileged person to be leading people all over the world into giving God unusual praise. It's unusual for people to thank anybody 1,000 times. When have you ever heard of, come on, just be honest, have you ever heard of that in your life? God is doing a new thing. This is a new, as Dr. Stern called it on last night, this is a new movement. And I've been saying that myself. It is a new movement. Amen. You're part of a new movement, and you've got the privilege of being heard. That's why, you know, I want you all to come out, because you're leading people all over the world. And I tell you, don't be up here trying to give God no cute praise. Why? You haven't been through no cute situation. You're not going through a cute situation now. And you got to learn that when you're in a war, which the devil has declared on you a war, you ought to give God a war cry. Are you hearing me? Amen. Give him a war cry. And then that's at least three reasons why it's so important. This blog line is so important. Because it's important because it invests into your life. Come on. Why don't y'all be honest? You know, you ain't going to make nobody cocky and conceited. We're just trying to get this on. It invests in your life. If you be honest, you know your life is not the same, that you're growing. Nobody can thank God continuously 1,000 times and not grow. How you going to thank God 1,000 times and not grow? This line is built up so you grow spiritually. And how you going to do it? You make prayer requests on this line, and then afterwards we come behind it and thank God 1,000 times for what we ask him for. Why you think God's not going to do that? He's going to do it. Amen. Sure. Because he inhabits the praises of his people, and he's looking for people who praise him for what he's done. How many of y'all got children?
Amen.
How do you respond when you do something for your child? You buy them some pants, or buy them a piece of jewelry or whatever, and afterwards they come to your mama, oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. My mother bought this. They tell it, showing everybody, my mama bought you this. My mama bought this. How you feel? Same way God feels, because you got your feelings from him. Look in Genesis. In the beginning, God made the heavens and earth, and then it says he made man and woman, and then he made us in his own image. In other words, we have the feelings of God. That's why the Bible says you can bruise him. You bruise the Holy Ghost, because he can feel. He's a person. He's the third person. The Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity. Where do you think the Son is? If the Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity, where do you think the Son is? Son must be the second person. God must be the first person. But they're all three in one, and they can feel. Because you were made like them, you know, in their own image, like the image of God. And that's why you got feelings, because God has feelings. So if your child can make you feel good by thanking you for what you did for them, how you feel God feels when you thank him and recognize how good he has been to you. God bless you. Let me get, I don't want to preach to y'all tonight, but let me get at least a few prayer requests. And then, as I said before, we're going to thank God in advance for fixing that thing for you. How about, isn't it something, somebody have cancer? I got cancer. Please pray for me. And then we pray for you, and then thank God 1,000 times for healing you.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Is that something? Oh,
man.
My God. My God. Prayer request is open now. Terrell, why don't you get that for me? Get a pen, piece of paper, and write down these prayer requests. I'm going to ask you to pray. Come on. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, just a minute.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's a marvelous thing to be able to thank God for healing you in advance. Thank him 1,000 times for saving your daughter, saving your son. Thank him 1,000 times for fixing that situation in your finances. Do you think you're somebody going to thank him 1,000 times for the prayer? You bring it to us, we pray for you, and we're going to thank him 1,000 times. Don't miss it, y'all. Don't miss it. Amen. It is a lot of difference here. And God bless us. Are you ready, Terrell?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Open it up and ask for prayer requests. Write them down and let's see if we can get prayer for them. You can pray for them or you can ask others to pray for them and you close out. Either way you want to do it. The line is open to you. God bless you.
Okay. Praise the Lord, everybody. I first want to give honor to the chief of this line, which is also my family, but the blood of Jesus is covered over Elder Johnson. I just want to open the prayer line open to anyone that has a special request for God to heal, to deliver, and to set free. I would like to also ask God to deliver me. I had some dizzy spells today. Don't know what was going on with my body, but I was experiencing some dizzy spells today, and I don't want to claim any type of sickness, but I do believe that God is a tremendous healer, and I want to just put that out there in the air that I'm already healed in the name of Jesus.
All right. Is your ears closed up?
No, I don't have any swellings or anything. I just was getting some dizzy spells. My body wasn't feeling right.
All right. We're going to pray for you. All right, go ahead.
Anyone else out in the prayer world that wants any prayer requests, I'd like to take your name down and we go before the Lord in prayer.
Good evening, 314. Hello, can you guys hear me?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Go ahead, Terrell.
Good evening. This is Ambassador Jones, 314 from St. Louis. I want to thank God for the opportunity to be on the line tonight. I hadn't been on in a couple of nights. And I want to thank God, first of all, for giving me the opportunity to be on tonight. But I want to add special prayer for my sister and her husband. I want God to bless their marriage and just set them free. And I'm just asking God to do a miracle in their marriage. I want to pray for Amazing Grace. I'm standing on faith and asking the Lord to bless Amazing Grace with money to redo the church. And also, I want to ask the Lord to just watch over me. My faith just stretched somehow today for some reason. I just want to just keep standing on His word and believing in faith that He can do all things. Thank you for that.
Thank you. I feel some dizziness this evening. Still have a little bit now. My body I just don't feel good. And a bad day today. I had some dizziness also.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Peterson, Ambassador Peterson.
Ambassador Peterson.
So is there anyone else out on the line?
Yes, Aretha Scott. First off, I just want to thank God for giving me the chance to be able to sit in tonight and just taking out the consecrated time of thanking Him and, just for letting me see another day. And I would just like for you guys to pray for me and my children, my mother and my sister and my brother and my niece. And, pray that I can be delivered from these things that I don't, my life experiences, and I'm kind of having a hard time right now. A new home for me and my children, and I just pray that I get delivered from all these things that I'm going through.
Carolina. Yeah. Do you have anyone else on the line?
Yes, I'd like to. This is Joyce, and I would like to lift the Dobbs family up. Continue to lift the Dobbs family up.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Sister Lucille, unspoken.
the focus there.
Voted to raise its own pay in that time. Increased its level over 500%. Richard Burke.
Dr. Johnson?
Yes. Why don't we put Dr. Betty on the line, on the prior list? I always want to keep her on there. And our daughter, Lenitra, and her husband, Raphael. They don't even know we're praying for them, but thank God for them. And all of our grandchildren, all of our grands. That's my prayer request. Amen. That's seven requests. Listen, unless you want to get some more, you know, I normally take about seven. Of God's number. Let's get some prayer for them.
Okay. Hey, gracious Father, we're coming to you, Lord Jesus, humbling as we know how, Lord Jesus. Thank you, first and foremost, for being God. Thanking you, God, for being the Almighty. Lord, we just want to give you honor and praise on tonight, Lord Jesus, for everybody that's on this prayer line, Lord. We want to give you the praise because you are so deserving. Father God, we just want to thank you for what you're doing, Lord Jesus, what you're about to stir up and what you're about to become in everyone's lives, Lord. You're about to be bigger than all our problems, Father, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for being that ultimate healer over the bodies of the people, Lord Jesus. And we want to thank you for being a mighty healer and a deliverance from everything that's not too hard for you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the deliverance from mind games, deliverance from drugs, deliverance from people, Lord Jesus, deliverance from illness, Lord. We just want to deliver, you know, we want deliverance from anything that's not of you, Lord Jesus. We just want to just bless your name, Lord, give you all the honor and all the praise because there's nothing too hard for you. Lord, we just want to lift up the Dobbs family. We want to lift up Aretha Scott. We want to lift up her children, her family, Lord. We want to lift up Sister Jones, and we want to lift up marriages. We want to lift up Amazing Grace, Lord Jesus. You know that Amazing Grace is in a new chapter, Lord Jesus, and you're going to bless them because you're blessing them right now, Lord Jesus. The money is going to flow, and it's going to come, Lord, and we believe that. So we're just asking you to do it in an expedient manner, Lord, to just bring it and just let it flood through the windows, Lord. Just let it come through, Lord. Ambassador Johnson is doing such a wonderful job. He's a blessing to so many people, and we just want to give you honor, and we just want to thank you for all the things that you're doing in his life, Lord, and in his wife's life, in his children's life, in his ministry, Lord Jesus. And we just want to ask you to touch Dr. Betty, touch her body, Lord, Lenitra, and all the grands and everybody that I can't name, Lord Jesus, but you know all of us by the number of hairs on our heads, Lord. And there's nothing that you don't know about us. There's nothing that you can't fix in us. And there's nothing that you can't bring us through. And I just thank you for being God. And I just want to open up the prayer line for anybody else that just want to come out and pray for whatever you need from God. Just ask God. He's available. He's just waiting for us to just thank him for everything that we're going through, that he's allowing us to go through, that he's bringing us through. God is always faithful. He's always merciful, and he's always a man of his word, and he's going to fix everything that we're putting out here on this prayer list tonight. He's going to do it. He's going to fix it. He's going to heal it. He's going to deliver it, and he's going to do it because he said he is. He is God. He is the great I am. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's going to do what he said he's going to do. He's not going to fail you. Just thank him for it. Thank him for the deliverance. Thank him for your peace. Thank him for your healing. Thank him for everything because that is what he designed us for, to thank him for everything. We are here to thank God for everything, our eyes, our ears, our breathing, everything. Everything belongs to God. Just to be able to lift your hand, just to be able to stand up, just to be able to walk, just to be able to say, open your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. It all belongs to him, and that's what he wants us to do tonight is just thank him for everything. And just these are all small things to him that we are coming to him with. He's such a big God, and everything that we coming to him with is so small that he can just change it in a twinkling of an eye. I know God. I know that he's worthy, and I know that he's powerful, and I know he's going to do it, and I trust him, and I believe that everybody on this line is going to get delivered and going to get healed, And I believe that the finances are going to be broken. I believe that peace is going to be in everybody's home. I believe that God is who he say he is, and he's delivering everybody on this line right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Anyone else have a prayer tonight? You're welcome to join in and to open up. We open the line to you that you can pray right now. The line is open to you. Anybody in Tennessee, anybody in Kansas, anybody in Arkansas, anybody in Michigan, anybody anywhere, it's open to you to pray. Anybody in Illinois?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, speak to you. All right.
Thank you,
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you and praise you for the opportunity to get on the prayer line tonight. Thank you and praise you for everyone that's on the prayer line tonight that just came to say thank you, God, because we know that with you, there's victory. There's victory in all the things that we're going through. You defeated Satan at the grave, so we know that there's victory in you. And we just thank you, Father, for that. We thank you, Father, that you're a loving Father. We thank you, Father, that we were blessed enough to have the opportunity to know you, yes, Lord, as our Father, our Lord and Savior, a friend that sticks closer than a brother, a healer, a deliverer, a Father that is in all places at all times, but promised to never leave us or forsake us. So I just want to thank you and praise you, Father, for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and still caring so much about us that you even know the numbers of hairs that are on our head. God, you're just awesome. I just thank you and praise you. And I thank you, Father, for all the prayer warriors just praying and interceding on the behalf of others. People are going through some difficult things, and they need help, God. But we know that if we look to you in faith, believing that because of the love that you have for us, you would deliver us from all those things. So we just thank you and praise you for that, Father. God, we thank you for the leaders of this prayer line, for the love that they've shown, the concern for others, Father. We just thank you, Father, for that, and ask that you just continue to anoint them even more and bless them and keep a hedge of protection around them and give them the desires of their heart also. A special thank you, Father, for my Aunt Jeanette Anderson, that prayer had went forth for her. Today she got the stomach tube out of her stomach. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And she's eating regular food now. Thank you and praise you for that, because we know that that was God. A lot of doctors, even when a person gets in their 80s and get older, they don't even give them the attention and concern that they should. But we just thank you, God, that she got to the right doctors, and you put everything in place, Father, for her. You gave them wisdom and understanding. And special prayer for traveling mercies. I'm going to be traveling some this weekend and tomorrow. So traveling mercies, not only for myself, but for others that are out traveling, Father, that you would just keep the roads safe, the flights safe, the trains, all of those, the buses that are traveling, even those walking, God. We just thank you for traveling mercies. And for those in the hospitals, Father, that are looking at having surgeries, Father, we just thank you, God, that you would guide the hands of the surgeons and let them only do what they need to do and do it perfectly, God, because we know that your word says that you will perfect those things that concern us. So we just thank you, God, for your word. For those seeking employment and finances, Father, we just thank you, Father, because we know that you will bless the work of their hands and even just bless the positive things that are going forth, that the resources will come in and that it will be more than enough. And we just give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor because you are our worthy Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We offer our praise and thanksgiving to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
I'm going to pray. Lord, I pray for Terrell and Mother Ambassador Peterson. These dizzy spells, Lord, I don't know what the what it's causing them, but you know, you made the body, and I bring both of them to you. I'm experiencing that myself, and I'm asking you, Lord, to bind these dizzy spells in these precious, precious women of God. Touch, touch Mother Peterson in the name of Jesus. I rebuke it. You said whatever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever I loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. And this, whatever this affliction is trying to grab them, hold them, in the name of Jesus, I command, in the name of Jesus, I command this affliction. Loose them!
The blood of Jesus.
Get out! The blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Touch. And I know you're able, Lord, and I know you will. Yes, I feel the anointing right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Heal. Healing. Yeah, break it loose, whatever it is.
Thank you, Jesus.
And healing in the body, in Jesus' name. I'm asking you to touch Ambassador Renata Jones. Stretch your faith, Lord, even toward a blessing. Amen. Let her believe that the chunk tree up in heaven is being shaken for her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Look on her sister and her husband, her sister's husband. God, take out those rocky roads and make a smooth road here. Somehow visit them during the night and take the cataracts off their eyes and let them, that if God has put them together, let no man put asunder, especially don't let the enemy put them asunder. Put in both their hearts. It's cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper to keep him. In the name of Jesus. And solidify their marriage in Jesus' name. Asking you, someone requested Amazing Grace that you provide the money for our renovation. I just want to thank you. Please know that as we thank you 1,000 times a night, one of my purposes and reasons for thanking you is this renovation money, that you would make it second to none. I mean, in all the, not just this city, but, Lord, in the Midwest and in the country, make it a phenomenal, beautiful place. I went into a Catholic church the other day for a funeral, and God, they had beautified that place so, and I just said, I'm not going to apologize to nobody for anything we do for the glory of God, because you're able to do anything exceeding abundantly above all we ask.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you in advance for it. And Lord, I'm asking you to look on Sister Aretha Scott. Amen. This is the granddaughter of Sister Aretha Scott, I believe, in Chicago.
Thank
you. Oh, God, a lot of us are blessed because of our mama, our grandmama, our granddaddy. Bless this young lady, Lord, because of the prayers of her mother, prayers of her father, prayers of her grandparents, or whoever in her life has been praying. Let the blessings fall on her in the name of
Jesus.
Touch, touch, touch. Touch her mother. Touch her sister.
Bring my apron up.
Touch her in the name of Jesus. And give her deliverance from these life experiences, these life experiences. Let everything work out all right. That's why you told me to play that song. I got a feeling that everything will be all right. Lord, I'm asking you to let it work out all right. Give her, Lord, a new home as she asks you. I want to thank you for it. And bless her, Lord. Deliver her from any of these vices, any of these habits and things like that that come to destroy the body. Oh, God, bless her and turn her away from those things. I pray also that you look on the Dobbs family and Sister Joyce. God, give them peace in the midst of this storm. Oh, God, I pray that you send balm from Gilead to soothe their aching hearts.
Lift
the heavy burden and lighten the heavy load.
Yes.
Pray, God, that you send a confusion away from this situation.
Yes.
And now let things start working out peacefully. And God, if there's anybody who's standing in the way of being a blessing to this situation with their brother, I'm asking you, Lord, that you visit them. And
yes,
that you let a change of heart come. Oh, God, don't let them rest. Don't let them sleep.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, until they do what you said do. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
I thank you for it. And
yes.
God, look on Sister Lucille. Bless her and bless her family. Oh, God, give the children a change of heart. That they'll do things and want to be closer to the Lord. We pray. Bless her and bless the children. I rebuke, oh my God, I rebuke this spirit of rebellion. For I heard you say in 1 Samuel 15:23, for your rebellion is the spirit of witchcraft. God, I break it in the name of Jesus, not by my power, but in the name of Jesus. I break that because you said, whatever we bind on earth and loose shall be loosed in heaven and bound. I break this spirit of witchcraft. That rebellion coming over her children. God, break it. And I ask that you would send, Lord, the spirit of wanting to be close to Jesus in the name of Jesus, wanting to do right in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, I guess I'm asking you to take control of this spirit because you are the do right spirit. Yeah, yeah, you would change anything and make it right. Oh, God, touch and help those children. Then, Lord, look on Dr. Betty. Bless her and help. And thank you for everything about what you're doing in her life. Supply her every need and give her latter years, the better years of her life. And look on Lanitra and Raphael and all of our grandchildren. We pray. And we pause now, even though we are a little late thanking you, Lord. We still want you to have everything that you deserve. And so we all on this line open our mouths, and not softly, but give you a loud praise, as you said in your word in 2 Chronicles with Jehoshaphat. Lord, they thank you with a loud praise when you gave them a ultra awesome, incredible miracle. Let's thank the Lord for all
thank
these things going to be done.
Thank you,
Jesus. We're giving praise. Do it right now. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank
you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, 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 Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, Lord, I thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you, I thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm praying that God
would let the people on the prayer line catch a sudden praise, and that they will know how to praise God for other folks who God has done miracles for. There ought to be an immediate outburst of praise for somebody who has received a miracle.
Yeah, Lord.
We'll be praying that God will help y'all to become a praise machine. And praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you hear a miracle,
you
know that a praise goes right there.
Thank
Amen.
God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I'm going to open it up. Anybody else have a praise report? Amen. I got one on Saturday. One of my top, pillars of our church, they had his funeral. Elder Owens, he's been sick. Y'all prayed for him, and God gave him a lot of time that I think he wouldn't have had because you prayed for him. But God took him home, and Saturday was the funeral. And it was heavy on my heart because I know being his pastor, he had been pastoring for 30 years, maybe 32 years. And when he was retired, he looked around, and the Lord gave me favor, and he said, I want you to be my pastor. And I was so honored. And Saturday, oh, my God, it was such a homegoing. And to be truthful, me being his pastor, I was supposed to preach his funeral. I was supposed to preach it. But his son came to me, and he was so respectful to me. He said, Dr. Johnson, I know you were my dad's pastor, and it's your right to preach his funeral. But I'm asking you, would you allow me to preach it? And I said, of course, mm-hmm. you can preach at your father's funeral. And I stepped back and humbled myself, not looking for nothing. But when I got through preaching, when he got through preaching the funeral, he came over and grabbed me in a bear hug. And he said, you know, I've seen you from afar off, but now, and I've admired you from afar off, but he said, today, something has changed between us, and that is God has linked us together for life, and I appreciate you. And I want to say, then the Lord said to me, he said, son, in my prayer time, he said, son, because you have humbled yourself and allowed him to have his life, his hope, and his dreams come true for preaching his dad's funeral, he said, I'm going to bless you to preach. I'm just telling you something personal. God told me he was going to bless me to preach much larger things than what we had on Saturday. He said, because you humbled yourself and took the back seat and let him have the front seat. See, that's what I'm saying to y'all on this praise.
Amen.
Humble yourself and take the back seat. Ain't you? Praise him like it's your blessing. And God
Amen.
Will bountifully bless you.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
And the Lord bless you and keep you. That's my praise report, that we were able to step back, amen, and allow this young man to preach his dad's funeral. I don't think he's ever preached a funeral before. I don't know for sure. I don't think he did. But he did a wonderful job. And I was so happy to step back and let him preach it. Amen. God bless you. Anybody else would take one more praise report?
Well, Pastor Johnson, this is Terrell.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to go into a full detail, but we prayed that incredible things would still happen for us. We came to the church with our requests for God to deliver us from these bills and things that was going on. And I got
you gonna be set free.
God is surprising me with some amazing things, incredible things.
Mm-hmm.
I came home yesterday and people was like, you know, the son went out to the mailbox and got the letters in the mails, and nobody handed me nothing. Normally, I get the bills and stuff. And I said, ain't nothing. And my son said, there ain't no bills. You want bills? And I said, no. And I looked up and I said, well, that's my mail right there. And it was some financial 401k letters from a job that I had that they fired me from.
Uh-huh.
So, normally, I get the letters and I tear them up because when I left the job, I cashed everything out.
Uh-huh.
I normally just tear it up and throw it in the garbage.
You better throw away money.
Yesterday, I
someone let me tear it up. I said, let me open it. So when I opened it, it had a substantial amount of cash on it. I was like, this ain't right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
When I left, something said call. So I called, and the kids was all like, Mama, what's going on? My husband was like, baby, you got some money? I said, I don't know. I said, but this is, I think they made a mistake. I think they probably just still sending me, you know, I'm thinking they're still sending me updates on my stocks and bonds that I, so I called the man and gave him the credentials and everything to prove who I was, and Lord and behold, there was money there.
Thank you, Jesus.
That
thank you, God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. I want to be out of this.
You know what?
I feel like I'm checking off my list. I feel like, you know, I know Jesus, you know, we don't praise the Santa Claus, but he's my Santa Claus because I'm just steady going, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
So I understand what she's saying. She's saying that some incredible things happened to her.
Some things that don't even seem like it should be there. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first praise report, my interest on my truck came down. They ended up sending me some more money back then. I was paying too much on my and then this time I got money that I thought I had. I cashed everything out and they told me I had a little bit of money still in there, and for whatever reason, stock shot up in the past couple of weeks. And I just happened to call the day that it was. He said, "Well, if you didn't get it, it probably would have. You know, it fluctuates up and down because I'm not contributing." And I just happened to call in when I guess my stock had went up.
Thank you, Father.
I needed it because I'm trying to get debt free. I'm going to pay off. So I was like, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I need to do something. No, I just want to be debt free, and I'm believing that I took that challenge you gave yesterday on the prayer line when you said you're sending out the challenge for debt free.
Yeah.
I'm claiming I want to be debt free.
Thank you,
I
Jesus.
Want to be just be debt free so I can just live my life the way God wants me to be.
Amen.
I do not want to be the borrower. I want to be, you know, the lender. I want to be able to give out. I don't want to have to be, you know, living check to check and doing all that. And God is doing some incredible things. He's blowing my mind, for real.
I just heard the Holy Ghost said, give her this wisdom. And the Holy Ghost said, sow something of what you receive.
Yeah.
Not to me, but he said, sow it to your mother. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Sow something in her life and see what God's going to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Said it, Lord.
Said it. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We got to go. I held you too long, and may the Lord bless y'all and keep you. But somebody, I sent a text out and said,
so in the ministry. Yeah.
Don't hear.
Okay.
Somebody got a miracle tonight. Oh,
woo!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
God
you.
God. And I keep on telling you, that's my son. I got a feeling everything will
be all right. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Y'all have a wonderful night. God bless you. It's going to be all right.
God bless you.
Amen.
From Georgia.
Amen.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
Auntie,
cousins.
Good night, Riri.
God bless you, Riri.
God bless you too. Thank you.
God bless everybody on the line.
Anita.
This is
God bless everybody.
God bless you,
night.
Mother Hendricks. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
You too.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Prayers, and please don't forget to join us tomorrow for the shut-in. The blog will be on here tomorrow night. We're going to be doing all night, and that includes the blog. So join us at 9 o'clock. We're going to start out with thanking God 1,000 times. Our special guest is Bishop Daryl Hines. Join us tomorrow night.
Right.
You've got some time for the Lord. Amen. We're going from 9 to 7 in the morning. You ought to have some time for the Lord.